Economist Carlos Fort believes that the pension reforms that government has just unveiled are later than expected.
I don't think that you can knock what the government has done, given the scale of the problem that NAS faces. That is depletion of the fund within 10 years. Strengthening the governance structure, phasing in a higher retirement age, changing the wages or salaries used for contributors to get a pension from best 5 years to best 10 years, and making it easier for the self-employed and informal sector to make contributions with a view of receiving a contributory pension are all reforms that make sense in the absence of increasing contribution rates and committing central government to repay the $1.1 billion owed to the NAS that was written off in the 2018 debt restructuring. It is my considered view that the Cabinet did not embrace all of the proposals of the NAS board in concert with the core group and the working group. Though that is not surprising, my estimation is that far fewer proposals were approved than recommended. The success of the adopted reforms will hinge on the present government and successive governments' ability to facilitate and support sustained economic and employment growth over the next 20 years. And of course, efforts to increase the population age 45 and younger over the next 2 decades will also be integral to the success of the announced reforms. I am fully persuaded that the present government is aware of both the downside risks associated with its NAS reform light and its stated goals to accelerate economic growth and achieve population growth. I'm also mindful that the government also recognizes that its reforms may be insufficient, and therefore it will legislate compulsory adjustment mechanisms as a backstop for any shortcomings of the announced reforms. In other words, if these reforms fall short, more or similar reforms could be coming, as the NAS will be mandated by law to make adjustments to keep the National Insurance Fund at a level equal to between 2 and 3 years' benefits expenditures.
And while economist Carlos Fort holds that view, trade unionist Caswell Franklin believes that the country's MPs ought to lead by example.
MPs get their pension after 8 years. I know you're asking people to wait for 15 years, 14.4 months. 15 years to get a pension. It was at 10. While theirs was at 8. They get theirs at 8. And they get half their salary at 8 years, after 8 years. And they've been fixing that. They've been doing that. They've been holding strong in the rest of the country. We're not in it together with them.
The Prime Minister is of the view that it will have to change.
Labour Minister Colin Jordan.
The age at which a Minister of Government becomes entitled to a pension by the way that the Minister contributes to in a pretty significant way. Cabinet members contribute to the pension, but the matter of the age at which a person becomes entitled to that pension, the Prime Minister has some very strong views on that and on the raising of that age, but we will see what the Parliamentary Reform Commission comes up with.
You speak about the Prime Minister's view. What's yours?
My view as Colin Jordan, MP and Minister, but not speaking for Cabinet and not speaking for government, my view is that there needs to be an upward shift in terms of the age.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.